It's 5 minutes with me.
Hello, friends. Welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. Welcome to finally the new 2025 season. Sorry, I got my schedule was a little overcrowded. I kept thinking I was going to get new episodes recorded, and they kept getting postponed. Anyhow, got a bunch of them coming now. So, welcome. Let's dive in. I used to have a blog, The Sands of Time, right? Before permanently shutting it down last year, I took some time to read through some of the old posts, and I found an open letter I'd written to youth workers when my kids were both teenagers. And I think it's worth reading to you. I'm a pretty big fan of youth workers, so in the context of my deep, deep well of appreciation and valuing of who you are and what you do, I'd also like to share a handful of requests from the perspective of a dad. I'm going to speak bluntly, but with love. One, stop trying to entertain my kids. They don't want it, and you can't really pull it off. Well, I'll add a little caveat to that, a small qualification. My middle school son still likes to be entertained a bit. He likes the fun stuff still. It's not what keeps him there or what he values the most, but it still has its place with 13-year-olds. But my high school kid could give a rip if you have entertaining programs or needorific trips. They want to hang out with people who know them and care about them. They want to experience something, and worship can provide that. They want conversation. They want to be part of something that impacts the world. Please shut off the frickin' lasers. Scrap the goofy games that worked okay in 1982. Two, don't be a poser, please. I know my kids. I know that I know that they really do not care if you are into or even aware of whatever music du jour is in their ears. They do not care about your wicked guitar chops. Your backward baseball cap only works if it's genuinely you and not something you do because you think it's hip. Look, I want my kids to connect with you at a meaningful level. I want, need for you to be a voice into their lives. And you're not going to have that if you're a wannabe. Please be yourself for my kids and for me. This isn't a youth ministry tactic. This is a dad who needs this for his kids. Third, would you please take care of yourself? Look, I'm asking you this for a couple reasons. First, I want you to be around for a long time. I mean, I like you and all, and I want the best for you, but from a purely selfish place, I want you around for the duration of my kids' adolescent tenure. I don't want you to burn out or fall into some stupid moral sin. You know that it would be better if you'd never come to our church or met my kids if anything like that happens, right? You wouldn't just undo the good you've done. You'd create an additional pile of crap that we'd all have to trek through with our teenagers. And you know what? I can't walk through your pile of crap without getting your crap on me. I don't want your crap on me or on my kids. So yeah, take care of yourself, please. Also, I need you to take care of yourself because I know that you can't have an impact on my kids if you're dry and shallow and stressed and your priorities are all screwed up. You can only minister effectively because you have Christ in you. That's the real issue. I've seen youth workers with mediocre skills have a huge, glorious, beautiful impact on the lives of teenagers because of Christ in them, because it's not really about them. And I've seen stunningly gifted, talented, hardworking youth pastors have the impact of a wet fart. Lots of noise and commotion, quite attention-getting, but no lasting impact, because it was all about their gifts and talent and hard work and not about Christ in them. So yeah, take care of yourself, please. My kids need Christ in you, not Superman or Wonder Woman. Finally, please partner with me. I know I occasionally seem like your adversary. I know, just keeping it real here, that some other parents really seem like your adversary. We're not. I'm not. What I am is afraid at times, afraid I'm going to squander the most amazing gift I've ever been given, my kids, afraid at times that I'm a lousy parent. I'm afraid at times that my kids are going to royally screw up and impact all of our lives forever. Don't mistake my occasional fear for antagonism. Don't misread my insecurity as a lack of trust in you. It's more a lack of trust in myself. Not that I don't think you do some stupid or weird or needlessly risky things from time to time, but somehow I think that's part of your charm. But I need you to come alongside me. Let's stop this stupid isolation, this absurd idea that youth group world and family world are mutually exclusive and have nothing to do with each other. Look, I know I'm sending our entire family to your youth group when my kids show up, because my kids show up with all the family systems and baggage and good and bad parenting and everything else that he or she has ever received in our home. So whether you like it or not, you're getting all of us. And my kids are bringing you home also. So we might work together. We might as well work together, huh? Please, even if I don't give you the impression that I want you to partner with me, I do. You're just going to have to trust me on that one. And now I return you to my words of thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And may God richly bless you as you have blessed me and my family.
Hey folks, just a quick little announcement. I'm very excited that this week the Youth Cartel and our partners at 10 by 10 and Marathon Youth Ministry and the McGrath Institute for Church Life at Notre Dame, we have launched an event that we're doing together called Dreaming Youth Ministry's Future. It's a boutique collaborative event limited to 70 people who want to dream about changes in their ministry. If you want more information on the event, which by the way is September 29 to October 1 at Notre Dame University, you can go to the youthcartel.com and go to the blog, and you'll see more information there.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.